This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, if you care at all about the British Open, Lopez is your guy. And if you are like me and you care just very little about golf, but just a little bit, and you know some of the things, Lopez, it gave me a little tickle, or a little a chuckle, rather. Mm-hmm. I guess those could be somewhat similar. Mm-hmm. When I looked up at the screen and I see tied for ninth, Tony Finau.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what it looks like up until about Saturday.
What do you mean?
Sunday.
Oh, yeah. You know enough.
Yeah, Tony Finau. I love him. He's a good golfer. Yeah. Just never seems to show up when you actually need it, huh?
Not on Sundays. How about the Hogard brothers? Figgy, the Hogard brothers are both in the top 10.
Is this someone I'm supposed to know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Salute to them.
Rasmus and Nico.
Who's older of the two?
I think Rasmus is.
By like, are we talking the minutes?
Hey, I see what you're doing.
Yeah, I was like, does it work the same with twins? Right, like, is there a circumstance where you're like, this one, you are a few minutes older, and thus you get all the bad treatment, or what have you? Because question of the day: what's the best thing that's ever happened to you, just because you're the younger sibling, or vice versa? The worst thing that happens because you're the older one. 713-572-4610.
Rasmus is the older one by minutes.
Okay, there you go. If we could ask them, I would like to check in with them and see exactly what their experience has been in that same way. For those of us that have siblings, we all know what it's like, man. Like, the younger ones, just they get all the love. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's always fun though seeing the families in which that is not the case.
Yeah,
where it's flipped on its head or something in various different ways. Like, oh man, you give all the love to the older kid because you view them as more responsible or whatever.
The real fun part is it never goes away. You know, I'm 63, and my big brothers and sisters to this day. Oh, you got away with everything. Oh, they let you. And I did. Like the story I told earlier, and I got another one here. Basically what you could get away with that they couldn't, or what you were mad that your younger sibling could get away with that you couldn't, as in T.J. Watt getting away with 3 years and $123+ million.
J.J. had to work a whole career for 129, man. A whole damn career for that.
And that tweet you're talking about, J.J. tweeted, I swear, if he even lets me reach for my wallet the next time I go to dinner with
him. I saw that and I was like, all right, J.J., I think that was one banger tweet.
Yeah.
I like where we're going here.
Yeah.
We're going to ignore the fact that you be doing TV.
Yeah. Oh, J.J. has a lot more money than T.J.
Like, J.J., yeah. we're going to pretend like you wasn't on them commercials.
Yeah. The Watt family's worth half a bill.
Shout out to, man.
Half a bill.
Just imagine. I always think about that. Like, even with the Manning family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Manning family. They were rich before.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go back in the day.
Yeah.
Before all of us was probably born.
Because Archie had all the endorsements and stuff and was a legend in Louisiana.
That's what I'm saying. All that football money, man. That's right.
Like, New Orleans, they lived in New Orleans.
Yes.
And the thing about New Orleans is, especially now, you can maybe look at there's a certain part of New Orleans with, you know, Magnolia Projects, all that. There's also a certain part of New Orleans that is bow ties and slacks, they are that.
Yeah.
And I'm always amazed by the fact that Peyton Manning is so damn affable,
mm-hmm.
and like he comes off as somewhat every man in his quarter zips,
while he
is not that.
Yeah.
Like he really should not end up in the place that he does when it comes to feeling like every man, except he does. Good for him.
I told the story earlier, and I got another one that's pretty funny, but my brother and my older brother and sister, well, my two older brothers and my sister, they had, I'm not kidding you, they had a curfew in high school of 10:30, including Fridays and Saturdays.
Wait, all the way across?
Across.
That's 10:30. Nasty.
You had to be home by 10:30.
Like school night and weekend are the same. It's crazy.
Little clubs and parties.
10:30.
They get started. Well, I don't know about back in the day.
Now, I'm not saying they never snuck out of the house because I've heard stories, but they had to be home at 10:30. My curfew, Figgy, none.
Unlimited.
And they still give me a hard
time. You took advantage of that too, didn't you?
You're damn right I did.
Terrible.
Because I'm the youngest. But here's the story that was so funny. And
is this what you have written down as condom story?
The condom story.
What is that supposed to mean?
Y'all want to hear the condom story?
No. To be completely honest, I try and live my life in such a way where I don't ask questions.
This story before.
I've told you this story before, Figgy. So I was minding my own business in high school in the kitchen, which was right near the laundry room. And my mom would fold clothes on the kitchen table. Well, she comes out of the laundry room holding a condom and says, red eyes. She never got mad at me. Is this yours? Where did this come from? Because she was washing my clothes. And I just, in an instant, looked at the kitchen table, panicked, and I saw my big brother's clothes folded on the table because she had just done his and she was doing mine. I said, no, that's Manuel's. He probably came out of one of his
pockets. You're the worst.
I said, it probably came out of one of his pockets. You know, like a nickel or a quarter.
Yeah,
you know, stays in the dryer.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay.
The worst.
Okay. Couldn't have been Johnny.
The worst.
Did you explain what happened afterwards?
To who? My brother?
Yeah, to you. Did something else happen to you where he found out that you lied?
Oh, he beat the hell out of me. He beat the hell out of me.
I feel like there's certain trends that are popping up, and this one I very much relate to. From the 832, mom and dad were making more money when the young one was growing up, so it was all better for them. That is right.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's funny because for me, I was an only child for a long time, and then my little brothers came through. Mm-hmm. So there's a 13-year difference between me and the next one, and then a 16-year difference between me in the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine 13 to 16 years of difference in a career?
You were hot. You were hot.
And like there was a lot of, we got food at home that did not happen anymore all of a sudden. And I was like, oh, what?
Y'all going out to eat every night.
All the time. Them boys picky eaters now too, which is crazy. Cause I was like, buddy, I had to eat what was on that plate. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, I don't feel like that. Can we go to... I'm like, really?
I was kind of that kid. I wasn't picky. I was still kind of in the struggle. But my two older sisters, they were more in the struggle. Mm-hmm. They were like... They always talk about like government cheese and how the lights were out because she ain't had no money to pay the bill and just all this stuff going on. I never had to go through that. I never had to be the person that was hungry or anything. Like, they always had food on the table and stuff, and she got me some cool clothes and stuff like that. But me being the youngest, I was always the one. And then I kind of got that year's difference between my sisters too, so I never went through the things Seth went through where they were like picking on me and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They were more like another mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was
that
much.
Oh,
they, yeah. Yeah. So my sister used to buy me Jordans and all that stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you got benefit. Oh, well, then they gave you additional benefits.
He's the youngest.
Yeah. I was the youngest. So I was like I was really the baby brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So did this also, was this also your experience here, Fig? Because from the 281, they said their sister got everything earlier than they did. Cell phone, going to concerts, later curfew like you, Lopez, because they broke the mold. Younger siblings have it so easy. did you feel like that? You got things younger as well, like then compared to your siblings?
Not really. I never really had that feeling. And plus, it was a little different because it was two older sisters. They was into other stuff, too.
Ah, yeah.
But, yeah, I do feel like my mother spoiled me a little more than them.
Yeah.
Because with two sisters around the same age, you can't really pick one or the other type of deal. So
yeah, so you were the baby by yourself.
Mm-hmm. I felt like the only child, to be honest.
Yeah.
It was kind of like I was the only child because by the time I can remember, I think my second oldest sister was like 16, maybe 15, somewhere around there.
Yeah. And the 713, this, you know, I was grounded all the time. My younger sister got away with everything. And that's part of, like, they just stopped caring. Like, well, the parents just stopped, like, whatever.
And I'm sure you can attest this. Like, I think also with parents is some of that hard-nosed discipline comes from a level of fear of, oh, man, I don't know how this all works. Yeah. And then you find out that, hey, I might have been tripping.
Yeah.
I might have been doing a lot. This could work a lot easier for both of us. Well,
or it could be a thing where you like, man, I know exactly what he's doing with this guy. I'm not even about to stress out about it anymore. I did it twice.
Yeah.
So I ain't about to stress out about this.
And on the YouTube, it says a very similar story about the older sister. But this is true, too. By the time I was born, my parents were exhausted. Kind of what you're talking, like they were just like, I ain't doing this no more.
Yeah.
Parents are worn out. Yeah. It's just a common refrain.
I was going to say, I think another good thing about me being the youngest and my sisters was that much older, they'd be ready to fight people over me.
Oh, yeah.
So if I get in some type of trouble with the teacher or something like that, they'd be ready to go up to the school to fight. I had to hold them back like, no. Like, they'd be ready to fight for their little brother.
Yeah. That is the beauty as well, is that you got built-in henchmen, which, again, I've seen a number of younger siblings use their advantage. Like, hey, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I do love in sports is that it seems like this is always the trend. Whenever you have a family of siblings, it's always the youngest that's the best, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Which I guess this is the one where JJ might be able to be like, nah, dog, I got you on this one. Like, JJ's still better than TJ, right?
Yes. Yeah. I had that conversation, too. We were talking a lot of sports last night with my son's house. I was like, TJ is awesome. Hall of Famer. JJ's better.
Because I always think of it in basketball, but it happens in a lot of other sports where it's like that kid had to play up usually, like he had to play amongst his brothers or what have you.
Yeah.
So he had to play at a higher standard for his age, and usually that helps foster development to where the youngest is often the best of the bunch. JJ's like, nah,
no,
I broke the mold there.
Not this one.
We got it over here. So yeah, hold that one, JJ.
And there's Derek.
Don't say it like that. Man. See, this is what I don't like. You don't have to do that to Derek.
And see, that's why his middle son is his favorite. Derek is the older, right? Derek is the oldest.
I don't remember.
Is he the middle?
No, JJ's the oldest.
So Derek is the middle.
I thought he was the youngest. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. He's being a jerk. You're in the loop right here.
Good
on
job,
Sports
Derek.
Radio 610. 361. My younger brother got a car at 16. Didn't have to work until he finished school. I had to work at 15. That's right.
That's right.
They sent you to the salt mines. Yeah. That's what you. And when you're talking to that younger brother, you make it obviously, dress it up. Man, I was in there working in the factory at 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Left middle school, went right to the factory. Derek is the middle, according to B. Scott. And speaking of, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. B. Scott joins us to break down what is happening in the National Football League. And I wonder if he is as interested as I am in the unfurling of the NFLPA drama. Let's talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.